Here is the question of ultimate importance. Who is Jesus? Is he the promised one that he claims to be? Is he the anointed one of God who has come to liberate those in spiritual captivity? Is he the Son of God? Or is he just Joseph's son? Is he just a teacher with eloquent, comforting words? You know what? That's the question that each of us faces. And there's no more important question that we can ask. Who is Jesus? Don't let ignorance or prejudgment or something that you've heard from someone else keep you from seeing Jesus Christ for who he really is. But maybe you're someone who has learned all about Jesus since you were a child. Maybe you're someone like me who grew up learning the stories. You know all the right answers. You've attended Sunday school for as long as you can remember. But here's the question: do you clearly see the Savior? Or have you grown familiar, so familiar that you're blinded to who he really is? That you're no longer amazed? How will you respond to Jesus Christ? He came and he said of himself that he was the Savior who had come to seek and save the lost. He said that he came to lay down his life, to give up his life on the cross as a substitute, so that all who would believe on him could be forgiven. Will you take him at his word? Will you believe? How will you respond? Will you join the crowd like that crowd in Nazareth that drove him out of town? That sought to push him away, that refused the salvation that he brought because it's not on your terms? Or will you follow after him as he walks down the road? Will you follow after him and say humbly, Jesus, I'm one of those captives that needs to be set free. I'm one of those oppressed people that needs liberation. I'm one of the spiritually poor that needs your good news. Are you willing to acknowledge that you're lost?